Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Apostle Valerie Barron, with my husband, Apostle Benny. We are grateful and thankful to God to be with you on this evening. Excited for what we are about to tap into with the Overflow Service with Apostles Brenda Pagan and Apostle Timothy Steele in North Carolina. I'm grateful for technology. I really am. We want to celebrate. The Empowerment Place wants to celebrate on tonight Prophetess Nina Williams, who received her Bachelor of Science in Human Services yesterday, cum laude from Bluefield College. Prophetess Nina, we celebrate you, and we are excited for the great things that God is doing in your life and for the great things that are to come. She's not finished. Amen. So we celebrate you on this evening. We also would like to celebrate Apostle Gloria Hawkins, who was elevated on today from pastor to apostle. We were grateful to take part in the service under the leadership of Apostle Mary Lewis from Maryland. And I tell you, it was a glorious, glorious move of God. I tell you, sometimes when you just never know what God is going to do, how God is going to do. And we were blessed, I'm telling you, tremendously blessed for just being obedient, being in place, having an ear to hear, waiting, just waiting and watching and waiting and watching. And it was so in this move today that we sat still. We sat still. And then God just sort of sat on us. I know I'm not supposed to teach and preach tonight because we said we were going to plug in, but y'all, I gotta share with you this. Wherever you are in your journey, whatever you're experiencing at this moment in your journey, please be intentional in hearing God. Please be intentional about moving when you hear the Holy Spirit speak. Please, my brothers and my sisters, be intentional about pursuing what it is that God has called you to. We know we read the scripture that says many are called. But behind that many are called, it says few are chosen. And what we're experiencing now more than ever is that everybody is reporting they got a call. They're not even saying that God called them. Somebody called them. It was their buddy, their friend, their enemy. I don't know who, but they got a call. And because they got a call, that made them think they were chosen. Well, just because you got a call don't mean you were chosen. But I'm excited to be among those who have not just been called, but those who have also been chosen. And it means sometimes that the journey that you're on may seem tedious, may seem challenging. I hear people say often that living a life for Christ, living a life in which we are fulfilling the kingdom, is hard. But I don't agree that there are challenges, but it's not hard when you obey God. Good evening, Apostle Pagan. This is Prophetess Valerie with the Empowerment Place. We are live on Blog Talk. So as you move, we'll be here ready to hear what the Lord has to say through however he moves on tonight. We're excited to be with you all tonight. So just let me know what we need to do, but we're here with you. Amen?
Amen. We just thank and praise God for what God is doing in this hour, because he is great and mighty thing. Amen. And we are anticipating and we're expecting great blessings from the Lord. I heard the Lord say overflow, and just thank God for the overflow of things that are to come in this hour. I had someone that wanted to pray before we started. I don't know whether they're on the line yet or not. I'm not sure. Is there anyone else on the line out there? No, ma'am, I don't think so.
I'm on the line, Pastor. I had it on mute. I'm sorry, I was speaking.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead, if you will, and render us a prayer before we go into our service. When you get done, you may want to give a testimony about overflow. This is something that the Lord has given to me about the overflow. The overflow of blessings that he's given unto his people.
So with
Kyle Royster being on the line. And we thank God for Valerie, Apostle Prophetess Valerie Burrell, allowing us to be on the radio station. And we just thank God for you. Thank you. God bless you. We're glad that you made it here today. If you will, Kyle, go ahead and render us prayer. And when you, Apostle Steele, could you just go on with the scripture also?
Yes.
Prayer.
I will. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just come before your throne of grace, Heavenly Father, as humble as we know how, Heavenly Father, in the precious, wonderful, and beautiful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ's name, Lord God. First and foremost, Lord God, we want to ask you to forgive us, Heavenly Father, for all lowly and unlowly sins we committed against you, Lord God. Anything we have said, did, acted upon, pondered on in our hearts, our minds, that isn't pleasing or acceptable in your sight, we repent thereof, Heavenly Father. We just pray right now, Heavenly Father, that a fresh anointing, Heavenly Father, will overflow upon this conference call, Heavenly Father, all the listening ears, Heavenly Father, and all those who wanted to listen but couldn't make it, Heavenly Father, we just pray that you will pour out your Spirit, Heavenly Father, your Holy Spirit power, Heavenly Father, will manifest and enrich us deeply, Heavenly Father. We pray that we hear a word from you, Heavenly Father. Allow it to fall on good ground, Heavenly Father. Allow it to be rooted, Heavenly Father, embedded and planted in our hearts, Heavenly Father God, and allow our harvest, Heavenly Father God, will be manifested through this, Heavenly Father. We just thank you right now, Heavenly Father, for Brenda Pagan, Heavenly Father, for just blessing her and touching her heart, Heavenly Father, for being the servant that she is unto you, Heavenly Father, for doing your will, Heavenly Father, and giving her the strength to keep on keeping on, Heavenly Father. We just pray, Heavenly Father, that you will touch her, God, anoint her, Heavenly Father, God, continue to use her in a mighty way, continue to build her up to be the woman of God that you have predestined her to be, Heavenly Father, and give her the strength to continue to do it with, Lord God. We just thank you for all the listening ears, Heavenly Father, God. We pray that you will just bless us, lead us, guide us, direct us, Heavenly Father, God. Strengthen us, Heavenly Father. Teach us, Heavenly Father, your ways, Heavenly Father God, and your decrees that we may live by them. And when we fall short, Heavenly Father God, we pray that your mercy and your grace will be sufficient, Heavenly Father God, and allow us to repent and keep on keeping on in you, Lord God. And we just thank you right now for all that you are doing, all that you are about to do, Heavenly Father. We receive the message, Heavenly Father, that was already spoken into our life, the overflow, Heavenly Father. We thank you right now for the overflow that is getting ready to happen, Heavenly Father God. But you said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be open for all those who ask, receive, he who seeks finds, and him who knock, the door shall be open. So we just come asking, seeking, and knocking, Heavenly Father, knowing that your word is true and your word will not come back void, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you right now in advance, Heavenly Father God, for the present, Heavenly Father, for the past and the future, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for moving, shaping, guiding, leading, directing, ordering our steps, Heavenly Father God. For you shall trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to our own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge you, and you shall direct our paths, Lord God. So we pray right now that you will direct us, Heavenly Father. Keep us on that path of righteousness, Heavenly Father. Keep our hearts, keep our minds, Heavenly Father. When doubt creeps in, Heavenly Father, we pray that you you have purpose, Heavenly Father God. Well, you are the God of purpose, Heavenly Father. And if we don't know your purpose for our lives, Heavenly Father, we pray that you will show it to us, Heavenly Father. Reveal your purpose, Heavenly Father. Reveal your calling, Lord God. Reveal your anointing. Reveal yourself unto us, Lord God, through the power of your Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father God. And we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you for family. We thank you for friends. We thank you for associates. Lord God, we pray for those who are lost, Heavenly Father. We pray that you will touch their hearts, minds, bodies, souls, and spirits right now and allow your anointing to draw them in, your Holy Spirit, so they can come to you saying, what shall I do to be saved, Lord God? We thank you because around this holiday time, Heavenly Father, this is a time, Heavenly Father, people may become depressed or stressed out, Heavenly Father. When we pray and we bind that spirit of stress, we bind that spirit of depression, Lord, we bind any spirit, Heavenly Father, that is trying to keep people down, Heavenly Father, and oppressed by the enemy, we bind it up right now in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. But you said, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Heavenly Father God. And you said, every tongue that rises against us, Heavenly Father God, you shall condemn, Heavenly Father. So we just leave it in your hands, Heavenly Father. And we know, Heavenly Father, that you are the true and the living God, Heavenly Father. The beginning and the end, the first and the last, Heavenly Father. The Alpha and the Omega, Lord God. So we just thank you right now, Heavenly Father God, for all that you are doing, Lord God. And we thank you for moving, Lord God. Moving in a way that you will never move before. And we thank you for this 2018 year, Heavenly Father, in advance, Lord God. For we know, Heavenly Father, this will be a year, Heavenly Father, of prosperity. Whether it's, Lord, spiritually or materialistically, Lord God, we don't know, but we just pray for your prosperity in our lives, Heavenly Father God, that you will just move it. And we thank you in advance, Heavenly Father God, and we give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise for forever and evermore. In Jesus' precious name, Lord God, we pray, Lord God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, hallelujah. The Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you. Pastor or Apostle Steele?
Pastor, tell me read the scripture.
Yes.
The scripture reading is going to come from St. John 15, and I'm going to read verse 16. And it says, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. And whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, for reading of the word.
Amen. And that scripture just ties in really good with the overflow and what God is going to do in this hour. In 2 Corinthians 9 and 8, God reads in the New International Version, God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. And it's just good to know that we are the blessed and not the cursed.
Yes.
And we don't have to live in the realm of lack. We can live in the realm of more than enough, than enough. And
yes,
even the Living Translation, it reads in the 2 Corinthians 9 and 8, and God will generously provide all you need. Then
mm-hmm.
you will all have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. And
mm-hmm.
that's the whole thing. When God blesses you, you should be able to bless somebody else. And,
mm-hmm.
and that's tough to do. Even in the English Standard Version of 2 Corinthians 9 and 8, it says, and God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
So the word is true all by itself. Amen. That we are living in the overflow. And the Bible also allows us to know that we have not because we ask not. And tonight, I bid you to ask God for what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hold back on what you want or need from God, because he's already told us that what we can have, but if we don't petition him, we're cutting off our own blessings. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
So if anyone else has a song, I don't know whether Sister Alice is on the line or not. Sister Alice on the line? No? Okay. Is Derek on the line, Henderson? He's not on the line yet, and it's 8:15. Now we have about 15 minutes on the line. So if anyone wants to discuss this, is Apostle still on that we can discuss the overflow?
Apostle still getting on the line.
Okay. I'm quite sure that a lot of people want to know what they can do to, what are some of the things that will activate our overflow. I believe that if we pay our tithe, I believe that we will experience overflow.
Apostle
Steele. Amen. Apostle Steele. Could you tell us something that can activate our overflow?
Okay. I just jumped up here. I believe that closer relationship with God can access such a deeper overflow in God in our lives. When Elijah received the double portion of the anointing from God, it was because of his relationship with Elijah. He received some of the double portion. And because of that overflow came in his life greater than what he had before. So when we have that relationship with God and we get it close to him in his word and fasting and praying, that automatically shoots up a overflow inside of our lives.
Amen.
Amen.
This overflow, do you believe that flow of blessings is for everybody?
That's a really good question. It was designed for everybody. It was really designed for everybody. But sometimes we've got some children in the midst that's not going to receive like God wanted to do, because Jesus died for the whole world, but it's the whole world saved. But it was designed for everyone.
Amen.
Yeah, because not everybody saved, not everybody seeking God, but his plan that the overflow and the blessing was designed for every human being, but because of our choice and our decision, we miss out on the overflow.
Amen.
Amen.
So I believe so myself. But we always say that if we pay our tithes, that God will bless us financially and also spiritually. What do you feel about that, Apostle Steel? Do you feel that we'll be blessed if we,
yes.
What does the word have to say about
it? The Bible said about Malachi, we know it, but it said he'll pour out a blessing that you don't have room to receive it. I was living in, I don't know if y'all ever heard of Fort Campbell, Kentucky. It was a military post, and I was there in Fort Campbell, Kentucky, and in the area they call Clarksville, Tennessee. There was, I can't remember, my dad knew a lot of business people because he owned a car lot. He used to own a car lot. And I believe it was Train Air Condition. He threw the order. And then it was the boot, the people that made the boots, like boots you put on your feet. But he had something at his house, and they came over. And they wasn't saved. Listen, they was not saved. But they knew the concept of tithe and offering. Paying your tithes and offering. Because it was something that it was establishing them from growing up. And the boys, the army, had went to Saudi Arabia during that time. This was back in the 80s, the late 80s, I believe. But the concept of them paying their tithes and offering, not even being delivered or set free, the principle of that thing was in them, and everybody's business was going down, but their business was going up. So I believe, their business was going up because he had the principle and the knowledge that God was going to do what he said he was going to do, and they wasn't even saved. So if we get saved and have the blessing of God, can relate that out every about the going to the principle of that, we are watching what God will do. It will be increased in our house.
Yes, my God. I believe that.
Yeah. It will be increased in our house. It will be, you know, the oil, I don't want to be talking so much, you know, the oil is, the oil can be overflowing our life. I don't know if you all remember, but when Noah was on the ark, and he sent out, when he sent out some type of bird, I can't remember right away, he sent out the bird grape, and it came back with an olive oil, which you call it the, not the olive oil itself. And see about with the branch itself.
Right.
That was a sign that the oil was there also for us. And that oil can be overflowed in our lives. The water that overflowed the earth, he said the olive branch, the lives of them, that this oil from the olive branch in due time will overflow the people of God's lives.
I believe that giving is just it's a very important act, worship and giving. I truly believe that, and giving illustrates God's salvation. Giving trusts God so much that giving does. Giving exhibits God's heart. You know, and giving submit to God's lordship. I just truly believe that. And God is the gift of every good and perfect gift. That's in James 1 and 17. So I believe that if we give, and we get out to God, and the more we give, the more he'll give to us. And we're called to copy his gift. In other words, God so loved the whole world that he gave his only begotten son. So, I mean, most of us on the line could never imagine giving his only begotten son. None of us could.
Wow.
But we're to copy his giving to be many pictures of him. You know, the larger our hearts are and the wider our hands, the larger the picture we paint of God's character. What do people think of God when they think of the way that they use their money or things that they get that they never give, you know, and they want God to bless them, but they're not people that would bless anybody else, you know. So I'm one that believes that even in give, then God will give unto us. It's not always money. It's not always money that we to give. Giving illustrates God's salvation. At the heart of the gospel is sacrificial self-giving of ourselves, you know, of our time, our support to others. And I thank God for Apostle Steele. I noticed that you had something on Facebook concerning that you were going to support your, you know, other leaders. And that's just an act of God because we're to abound in faith, love, but we got to get abound in his grace. And I just thank God for you having that mindset to want to support others, because that's something that we should. A lot of people don't support unless they are a part of your church, you know. But I thank God that you're going outside the box, you know, and doing God's will. I thank God for just calling someone at the last minute, and they're like Kyle, and he was able to pray. You know what I'm saying? We got it in us like that we can do what God wants us to do when we need to do it. Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
To have
him in you in order to be available to do what he wants us to do. He says he wants us to be in season and out of season. Amen. So if anyone has questions or anything that they want to add to the overflow and God being a person, and this is a perfect time, I thank God for the prayer and praying for those that may be depressed at this time of year. And we forget so many times that this is not our time. This is God's time, and that we celebrate. Amen. It's just a celebration, and, you know, and we don't have to get bent all out of shape because we don't have enough to give, because it's more to it than gift, materialistic things. If we give our love, if we have that love in our heart to give that love to one another, vision, or that would be one thing that will, you know, really please God, that we love one another. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Apostle, if no one has anything to say, I would like to relate this again, if you don't mind. Can I?
Go ahead.
What I was talking about.
Listeners, thank you so much. We were just tapped into Overflow Church with Apostle Brenda Pagan and her guest, Apostle Timothy Steele, out of Lenoir, North Carolina. It's an exciting time. I love how they sort of piggybacked off of what I was sharing in the beginning regarding being called and chosen. And because we are the chosen of God, we are able to experience the overflow, the abundance, the greatness, the fullness of who God is in our lives as we are tapped in to living our lives according to His will, plan, and purpose. There may be questions that came up based on the conversation that we were tapped into. And, you know, y'all can always send me a text message, send me an email, find me on Facebook, send it to me. We'll talk about it. But I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the opportunity to open up different avenues to share with believers all across the world that we might, even through the use of technology, be able to empower others, that they may grow in grace, that they may learn more about who God is, who His Son Jesus is, who the Holy Governor is as our truth, as our God, and that we gain understanding about what our purpose is in the earth. As always here at the Empowerment Place, we encourage you every day to do something to empower yourself. Fuel the passion that's been placed within you. Find your purpose and then live it unapologetically. And if this ministry has been a blessing to you, we encourage you to please share our broadcast with others. We've got Kives, 400 or so teachings archived waiting for you. And if it's been a blessing to you, we ask that you would consider sowing into the ministry. You can go to our website, empowermentoasis@wordpress.com. That's empowermentoasis.wordpress.com. You can give through PayPal. We would gladly appreciate your gift to help us stay on the air and be a blessing to the world. We will be having an intercessory prayer on tomorrow morning starting at 5 o'clock a.m. Send in your prayer request by email, empower_yourself@yahoo.com, or find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell, and inbox your prayer request. Until next week, 8 o'clock p.m. Sunday evening, we'll be back with another relevant empowerment teaching. Until then, we say God bless you, we love you, and be empowered.